Hi, I'm Matt Welch for Reason TV, and I'm here today with Emily Eakins, Reason Polling Director. We're here to talk about the results of our second quarterly Reason Root Poll. And today, we're going to be talking a lot about spending, attitudes towards spending, entitlements, and the Tea Party. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
We're talking a lot in this poll about preferred modes for deficit reductions. I mean, you gave people a variety of choices, and what jumped out at me is that the most popular solution for reducing the deficit by far, 37% of people said cut spending only. When it was more of like a 50-50, cut spending, raise taxes, that was 24%, and all the way at the bottom, the least preferred solution was raise taxes only. What's going on there? What can we read from those numbers?
Well, there's a couple of ways to think about it. If you look at those who want to primarily reduce spending, that has the most support. 57% want to primarily reduce spending, of which many of them do not want to even touch taxes either. However, only 23% want an equal emphasis on raising taxes and lowering spending, and only 15% want to primarily raise taxes. So this really shows that the emphasis right now is on lowering spending. And it suggests that when it comes to the budget crisis in Washington, the public thinks about it as a spending problem, not a revenue problem.
There are other numbers in your data that support that. Why do people think that it's a spending problem, or what are other manifestations of that?
There are several things to think about why. First, about 69% of Americans think or anticipate their future taxes increasing in the near future. So that's one. And then two, when we asked about what they thought the government might do with the money if they were to raise taxes, overwhelmingly, people believe that government would spend that money on new programs rather than using that money to address the federal deficit. Another reason why Americans are probably looking to cut spending is that they believe it will help the economy, that on net, it will do more to help the economy than hurt. 57% believe that, whereas only 20% believe it would mostly harm.
Let's go to entitlements spending. It's the big Megillah, the elephant in the room of spending. 67% say that they're against raising the age for Social Security. 51% say they're against cutting their Medicare benefits. Doesn't this say that Americans are a bunch of big fat hypocrites?
Well, there are several things to think about when it comes to Social Security and Medicare reform. When we ask the questions about would you favor reducing Social Security benefits and Medicare benefits, we get the typical response. Overwhelmingly, 60% people don't want to cut these benefits. Also, when we ask would you favor means testing these kinds of programs, people, they don't favor that. They oppose that. They think that all who contributed to the programs should receive the benefits from them. But we need to take a step back. And in our survey, we delve a little deeper into the details. And we try and understand how people conceptualize and how they think of these programs. So when we ask people if they would accept reductions in Social Security benefits, even to balance the budget, 60% say no. But then when we say, or when we ask, would they accept reductions if they were guaranteed to receive all the money that they and their employer contributed towards the program, the answer flips. And 60% say they would favor that kind of reform. And the same thing happens with Medicare. If people are guaranteed to receive the money that they and their employer contributed towards it, then it flips. 60% say they're in favor of reforming and cutting these benefits. Also, when we ask if people would favor allowing individuals to opt out of Social Security and Medicare, majorities approve of this.
So if you basically get out what you put in, it would be fine. It's somehow that people don't trust that, or is that they don't want their money to go to people who didn't put in as much money?
Well, there are several aspects of entitlement programs. What this suggests is that some Americans think of it like a savings account. They sacrifice by contributing to it while they're working, and then they want that money to be there. So when polls ask people, would you favor the government reducing your Social Security benefits, that sounds like, to many people, would you like the government to take your savings? And they say no. They think that's their money, and they contributed to it. So we specifically target that by asking, and it turns out that they would favor reforms.
Let's close up with a discussion of the Tea Party, the group of people who are talking more about cutting spending and even reforming entitlements than probably any other in American politics. Even though we saw a lot of enthusiasm for cutting spending, we don't necessarily see a lot of enthusiasm for the Tea Party. I think 34% only of Americans have said, according to your poll, that the Tea Party's had a positive impact on American policy or politics, and that kind of cuts across different political groupings. What's going on with Americans' attitudes towards the Tea Party?
Yes, it's a very hotly debated issue in American politics right now. If you ask Tea Partiers, 80% say they've had a positive impact on in Washington. But interestingly, some of the groups that have the lowest support for the Tea Party impact in Washington are actually Republicans, those who are Republican that do not identify with the Tea Party. So this suggests that we're going to see some conflict as the GOP tries to find their presidential nominee for 2012.
Is it emerging some kind of identifiable splits within the kind of the broader right?
Well, we do know that among Tea Party supporters, they tend to slightly prefer Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, and Ron Paul. Among non-Tea Party Republicans, they tend to like Mitt Romney.
Another thing that impacts people's view towards the Tea Party is what they themselves think that the Tea Party is emphasizing. Go through that a little bit.
Yes. So among Tea Partiers of themselves, independents, Republicans, independent-leaning Republicans, they tend to think that the Tea Party is primarily about cutting spending and economic issues. However, when we ask this of liberals and Democrats, they actually see the Tea Party differently. They think it's more about social issues than just economic issues. And this probably explains somewhat of their perception about the Tea Party, the Tea Party's impact in Washington.
Because they think that the Tea Parties are motivated by things with which they disagree with the Tea Party about.
Correct.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much, Emily, for explicating the poll. For Reason TV, I'm Matt Welch.